You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. There's a very special event coming up Friday in Fresno, something that, in fact, I think probably hasn't happened before in Fresno's history when it comes to local musicians and young musicians specifically. The Youth Orchestras of Fresno performs in concert at the Sorayan Theater with the Youth Orchestras of Los Angeles, Youth and Yola. Friday, October 28th, here to tell us more is Julia Copeland of Youth Orchestras of Fresno. Julia, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Let's start out with exactly what's going on here, because as I said, I don't think this has ever happened before, at least to my knowledge. How did you go about bringing this concert together?
It was because we already knew the people at the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and in fact, our music director, Thomas Lowenheim, and I had appeared with some of the people from Yola, their music director, Milano, and their education director, Gretchen Nielsen, and we had appeared on a panel together at a conference and hit it off very well. So when they were taking their 10th anniversary tour with this fabulous orchestra, they contacted us and wondered if they could get a trip to Fresno out of it. So we, of course, jumped at the chance. And these are, by the way, the Yola Youth Orchestra LA. These are the same people, the same kids that you might have seen if you were at the Super Bowl, watching the Super Bowl, or any part of the Super Bowl. They were playing at halftime with Coldplay.
Yeah, of course, that's one way that people know about this group. The youth component of the LA Philharmonic, that's a big priority of Maestro Gustavo Dudamel, of course, going back to his time in Venezuela, leading the youth orchestra there. That was a huge feather in his cap and really brought him to international prominence. How has that been so important with the LA Philharmonic's program?
Well, in fact, the fact that Dudamel was a product already of El Sistema, which has been in place in Venezuela since 1975, was the reason, really, that they created Yola, because they needed to have something in place in Los Angeles that he could take over when he got there. I wouldn't say take over, but that would fill that spot somehow. And they were very devoted to that idea anyway, so it just worked out perfectly for them. So 10 years ago, they started their El Sistema-like program called Yola.
And what is that program like for people who aren't familiar with how it works in Venezuela or how it works here in the States and Los Angeles? And is there anything like that here in the Valley?
Oh, these are great questions. Yes, we have such a program, but we would like it to be much, much bigger, which is why we would love everybody to come and see Yola, hear Yola, understand what they've done for the past 10 years in Los Angeles that is so impressive. So the project in Venezuela, as it began in 1975, was really born out of a need to work with the underserved communities, children who are living in severe poverty. And it just came about that a guy named Abreu discovered that having the kids trained as musicians on instruments and working together daily in youth orchestras seemed to just be the ticket, that the combination of the kind of mastery you get from learning, you know, an instrument, which is very difficult and requires a lot of focus, plus the working together, the collaboration of being in an ensemble, particularly in an orchestra, which requires an awful lot of agreement, like complete agreement at all times, that this somehow had a big effect on brains and also on character. So this idea has spread. It's been 40 years now, and it's been so successful. There are now 800,000 kids in youth orchestras in Venezuela, a very small country, more than are in sports, and that's a sports-mad country also.
Again, if you just joined us today, Julia Copeland with Youth Orchestras of Fresno with us on Valley Edition, talking about this concert coming up Friday, October 28th at the Sorayan Theater in Fresno, featuring Youth Orchestras of Fresno and also Youth Orchestras of L.A., program of the L.A. Philharmonic, a big deal. Are the students going to get a chance to interact with each other in any way?
Indeed, they are. What's really wonderful is that the Los Angeles Philharmonic people, as they proposed it from the beginning, always wanted our kids to play with theirs. So we actually are doing that. One of our orchestras is going to be performing, and then at the end there will be some mixing of the kids. So that'll be really nice. So both orchestras are playing different things. Also, as I mentioned earlier, you asked, do we have such a program here? We do. It's very small, and it's called Axon and Access. It's a violin program. We run it after school free also in West Fresno, and it's been extremely successful. But the question is, how can we make it larger? And we're just so excited to have Yola here to show us what one city has done to make an enormous program, making an enormous difference in the lives of young people.
Now, we were talking about Maestro Gustavo Dudamel. He's not going to be here in Fresno, but Juan Felipe Molano is going to be here. Tell us about him.
Molano is also extremely dynamic, like Dudamel. You know, another exciting guy. I have seen him actually working. He was previously, before getting the job in Los Angeles, he was with Youth Orchestra Salinas. Salinas, Kansas, right? Salinas in California. And just did miraculous things with them. He had them playing so beautifully and singing and, you know, just everything. Another program like that. So he's already run a program like that several times, also in, I think, Colombia, the Batuta program. So he's just another exciting person who is incredibly likable, and I think people will love to hear from him in the question and answer section, which is which precedes the concert. So we really encourage everyone to come at 6:30 to be part of all this and enjoy the chance to talk to these people who have been running a program for 10 years that has been so successful.
And Youth Orchestras of Fresno, also very successful as well. When you start out with the students who come in a new academic year, it's relatively early in that academic season. Is it unusual to have a concert this early and to be on such a high-profile stage at this point?
Oh, yes. For us, that's a bit of, you know, that's a little bit of pressure. But our kids are, it's interesting, our kids are so up to everything. You know, it just really, we just say, here's what we expect. And they say, okay, you know, and they'll just do it. You'll see, you'll be impressed. We have wonderful kids. Every year we say, oh, this is the best ever. And of course, this is the best ever. And they're all fabulous. And they're all, you know, so dedicated. It's wonderful to see them in rehearsal. We invite anyone to come. We're on Sunday all afternoon and evening at Fresno State. Anyone's welcome to come to our rehearsals.
So. Now, you're called Youth Orchestras of Fresno, a plural.
Because
there's more than one.
That's
now,
right.
How does that work, and what are we hearing on the concert Friday?
Okay, so we have three orchestras plus our after-school program. The three orchestras are really basically levels and sort of go by age. So naturally, the ones who were most likely to be able to have something ready by October, as you point out, in such a short time, were the most advanced orchestra, which is called the Youth Philharmonic. And those tend to be, they're probably ages 11 through 17, basically, is the age group there. So they're fabulous. But equally fabulous are the other two orchestras. We have the Symphony Orchestra, which is our intermediate group, also a full symphony orchestra with all the instruments, percussion, everything. And then our introductory orchestra is called the Chamber Orchestra. Used to be just strings, but we had so much desire from little wind players to come in that we also have now winds in that orchestra, too. So they're all fabulous. Representatives from all the orchestras will be on hand on that night to play, so it won't just be one. Their program also involves a video that explains the history of YOLA in Los Angeles. So this is not just a concert. This is really a way for us to learn about this project. And the reason we're so excited about it, we're excited for a number of reasons, but one of the reasons we are excited is that we see that this kind of program could be so incredibly helpful in this valley, in the Central Valley. And to get everyone to see what this could be. That's our dream, to have everyone come, everyone from the Valley actually be at this concert and see what they're doing and see the video and hear the kids and just really get a notion of what could be done.
Yeah, we all know the potential is here, and the potential is already being realized, at least in part, through the great students and work with the Youth Orchestras of Fresno. Sharing the stage of the Soroyan Theater on Friday night with the Youth Orchestra LA. It's a program of the LA Philharmonic. The Youth Orchestra LA will be led by Juan Felipe Molano. Of course, Dr. Thomas Loewenheim of Fresno State, leading the Youth Orchestras of Fresno in that concert. Julia Copeland is the director of the program. She joins us today. Julia, people want more information either about this concert or about your other programs for students. What should they do?
I think the best thing is to go to our website, www.youthorchestrasfresno.org. They can also call us, 275-6694. They can email us, anything they like. And the tickets to this, did we mention that everything is free? This is a free event. We do have ticketed seats so that we know how many people are coming, and you can reserve in advance if you want, but they are free, and or you can just show up at the door on the night.
Sounds like a great event. I'm sure the kids are excited.
They are.
Do they know who Gustavo Dudamel is, or do they know more
about
the Super
Bowl? They do know. They do know more about the Super Bowl, I'm afraid. But, you know, that's normal.
Hey, whatever gets them excited, and great music, I know, does that. Again, it's Friday night at the Soroyan Theater, a free concert, two great youth orchestras on one stage. Julia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.